Hi, Smutty Babies. I just want to give you all a quick warning that we do talk about mature content, and this podcast should be listened to viewers over the age of 18. We also wanted to give you all a little warning that we do give spoiler alerts to our books. Now that that's out of the way, let's get Smutty in here. Welcome back, Smutty Babies. This is Taylor.
Did you have to think about it?
I almost said Tina and Tay.
Oh my
Because it
gosh.
sounds better than Tay and Tina. Oh, I guess it doesn't.
Oh.
I hope y'all are having a wonderful week this week. It is Wednesday, so you know what that means. We are here for our podcast, and this week it's going to be a game.
Heck yeah. I'm very, very, very excited to be back at it on the mic.
Go ahead and do the first game question, Tina.
Oh yeah, today we're doing a game.
I said that.
Oh. Have you ever ghosted someone?
No, I think that's rude.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna hate me. Almost everyone.
What?
Almost everyone.
I don't ghost people. I just straight up tell them, "Hey, I'm not feeling this. I'm sorry."
I literally have problems communicating, so why communicate when I could just leave?
Oh, I talk all the time about how I feel to the point where I'm pretty sure it annoys men. And they're like, "Why are we having this conversation?" And I just look at them and say, "Well, communication is the best way to get through a relationship. I don't expect you to read my mind, just like I don't expect myself to be able to read your mind."
True. Yeah, we're going through therapy, so maybe
Let's
someday I'll freaking get
put it this way. If I've ever
over it.
ghosted somebody, I didn't think we were talking. I thought it was just like friendship, 'cause I think I have ghosted somebody in a situation where we were friends and they were trying to be more than friends, and it just kind of, I didn't catch that hint, so.
No, there have definitely been several people. In fact, I ghosted people before ghosting was a term.
You're just savage.
Well, actually, the first instance wasn't technically my fault. I was in the 7th grade.
Going way back.
It was 7th grade, I think, or 8th grade, one of those. And it was like the last day of school, and so we all got to go into the gym and we were mingling. It was our last day of school, and everyone's signing yearbooks, everyone's, getting numbers, whatever. And I had the biggest crush on this guy, and I asked my friend to give him my number, but she misunderstood the person I was talking to or talking about.
Oh
So she
no.
gave my number to some other guy, and I was texting him
Thinking.
for like a month thinking I was talking to somebody else. And then he finally like just sent me a like w this is the time of flip phones, okay? So this was b even before Duckface. Literally sent me a picture and I was like, "Oh my gosh." And I did not text him back after that. After he sent me a picture, which was so savage, and I feel absolutely
That is
horrible
so
about it.
mean.
But it's not that he was ugly. It was the fact that I was so shocked that it wasn't the person. And I had been texting for like a month.
Okay, but this is where, okay, you're older now, so cool. But
I've learned my lesson.
7th grade, Tina, what the heck are you thinking? First of all, you ghost somebody because it's not the person you think, which I understand, but you obviously have been having great conversation with them for a whole month.
I have great conversation with a freaking wall, Taylor. I can literally talk to anything. I'm a good conversationalist, hence the podcast.
Oh my
I'm just
gosh.
saying, I can literally have a good conversation with anyone. So it
My
doesn't.
boyfriend actually tells me that too. He's like, "You could literally just sit there and talk to yourself all day, couldn't you?"
I legit could put a sock on my hand and have a titillating conversation with my own freaking hand, and that's not even sexual.
Okay, dude, that's funny.
Like, my dad, when I was younger, said, "Christina, you can talk the hind leg off a mule." And I said, "I don't know what that means." But literally, I'm thinking that it means that I can just talk so much that limbs fall off of freaking mules.
Mules. When I
I
was a younger, I was a very talkative kid, but I think I've toned down a little bit in my adult life.
never toned down, I just amped up.
Amped the fuck up.
Yeah. And I just now have the realization, or the, like the I have the self-realization, I should say, that I do talk a lot, and I have gathered the social understanding of when to stop, which is
Heard.
now. You can,
Cues.
yeah, this is my cue to go to
Okay.
your next question.
Okay. How long is your ideal sex session?
Oh, I don't know. Like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, about. That's
20,
like foreplay and everything.
yeah, 20, 30
I don't want to
minutes.
be banged for half an hour. Like straight on banging, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, you see, well, the more practice you have, the more you learn how your body works and what it needs. So the faster you are at getting to where you need to go. Now, I'm not saying I like it's a race to get there every time, but you just now know what you need, and so you know at whatever point in the session, like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm gonna do what I need to do, and then hopefully they'll finish soon after.
You know what I've recently learned about myself? If I have a certain amount of number of drinks, I cannot get off. I can't even feel myself.
That's very true.
Like, I literally cannot feel it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? Not stop acting like I'm sitting here pounding drinks back, but it's kind of scary to go out with my
It's.
man and want to have sex later, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh shoot, I've had 3 drinks.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of whiskey dick.
Wasting dick?
Whiskey dick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, that's
that's not
it.
really fun,
Yeah,
but.
no, it's not fun at all. Gosh. Have you ever been arrested?
Almost.
Almost. What for?
Shoplifting.
Taylor.
Okay, so in my defense, I wasn't the one that got caught. It was my brother, but yeah, it was funny 'cause they made me sit there to wait for the cops to come get me, and I was there for 4 hours, and when the cops were on their way, they were like, go, get out. They're on their way. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, literally, I was like, y'all made me sit here for 4 hours to get arrested, and now that they're coming to get me, you want me to go? They're like, if you're gone before they get here, there's no problem.
Weird.
And I was like, okay. So, yeah, that happened. And then I just did, a theft class, paid my fines, paid my dues, and I never got arrested. But I've learned my lesson, I'll tell you that. That was almost 10 years ago.
Wow. No, I've never been close to being arrested.
Yeah, I know. Goody two shoes over there.
I am. I really am.
Whatever. Can you talk your way out of a ticket?
No. In fact, I've given sass. I've given sass to a cop, but I've never, but it was like comedic sass. Like I said it to be funny because Ricky Gervais had he's a comedian, a British comedian. He had a deal with one of his brothers that if you think it's funny, you have to say it.
Oh my gosh.
And I was on my Ricky Gervais kick, and so I was like, I think it's funny, I have to say it. And I got pulled over by a cop for speeding. And then 2 weeks later, exactly 2 weeks later, I took a different route home, and the same cop was there, and she pulled me over, and she was like, "I remember you." And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "You gotta stop speeding." And I was like, "Yes, ma'am."
Yes, ma'am.
And so she comes back to give me a speeding ticket, and I was like, "All right, see you in another 2 weeks." And that was my only sass. That was me being sassy.
No, I play the dumb card.
She laughed, if it counts.
Yeah, I play the dumb card. I do. Oh, I'm like lost. I don't know where I'm going. I'm getting frustrated, and I just need somebody to help me. To the point where I was in my friend's car, my best friend's car. She had no registration in this car. That's a ticket on its own. And I was driving, and I was like, I'm just lost. I have no clue where I am. I was in Pearland, and I was like, I'm not from Pearland. It's huge. I'm just trying to find freaking Best Buy. I just need Best Buy. And he was like, oh, honey, it's okay. Just follow me. And I said, wait, really? And he was like, yes, honey. You follow behind me and I'll drive you to Best Buy. And then we got to Best Buy.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. And I remember my best friend Caitlin was like, we're gonna get a ticket, we're gonna get in so much trouble. And I'm like, girl, just calm down, I got this. And yeah,
Wow.
there's only been one time a cop's ever been I've gotten multiple tickets. I've gotten like 2 tickets, but there's only one time, the first time I ever got a ticket, where the cop was just a dick to me. I was coming home from college, and actually wasn't even going home. I had a late class and I was going to work. So I had a shift that started literally like 35, 40 minutes after I got out of class. And I was trying to book it because I went to school in Pasadena and I worked in Webster. So
Oh,
it was,
wow.
yeah. So I was like, I gotta go. And he like whoop whoops me And I'm all the way in the left lane. And be in mind when the cop pulls you over, you're supposed to be in the right lane and you're supposed to pull off to where they can't have the ability to get hit by oncoming traffic if you have that means to do so. So I'm merging to the right to try to save his life. And he's bullhorning me. Pull over right now. What are you doing? Evading arrest or evading an officer. And I'm sitting there about to cry because I'm like, damn, now I'm going to get arrested. And I'm like, I just was speeding. And I pull over and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, it's the law to pull over to the right lane and pull off to make sure you don't get hit. And he just looks at me and he was like, okay. License and registration. And so I was like, well, okay, it's in my backpack. And at the time, I just always opened up my back seat and put my backpack in the seat behind my driver's seat. My purse was in my backpack. So I was like, well, it's in the backpack. So I'm turning over and he's like, do you have a weapon? And I'm like, no, I'm getting my license. Like, I'm 5'3" little woman and you're 6'5" big ass fucking dude. Like, no, I'm not getting a gun. Do I look like I'm trying to kill people? It was
It
horrible.
doesn't matter how big he is, a bullet could kill.
Well, I get that, but like, you really think that looking at me, I'm sorry, but look at me. I'm already almost in tears because you're bullhorning me to pull over. No, I'm not getting a gun, stupid ass fucking police
You're
officer.
literally so emotional, I could see you pulling a trigger.
On a cop?
Okay, maybe not a cop.
I could totally pull the trigger,
On a
but on a
lever.
cop? No, not even a lever.
Okay.
I
Either
think the
way.
best way to kill somebody, like an ex-lover, the best way to kill their soul is to make them watch me fucking succeed without them.
Interesting.
Watch me be happy without you. You fucked up, and I'm not depressed about it. You see me out and about, you see me having a good time, you see me with a smile on my face. That must fucking suck.
I'm a huge fan of the High Road. I'm not the star of it, for sure, but like, I'm a huge fan of the High Road.
Oh yeah, I'm the star. I'm the star.
That's great.
But I actually don't like, I only have one ex that it was such a bad breakup. I don't, that I hate them. Teen already knows that, said so.
Yeah.
Whatever. Moving on. What do you wish health class had taught you about sex? That's a good question.
Ooh.
That's a good question. That it's enjoyable.
Well, no, I wish it would have been declared that like everybody is different. Like
Yes.
everyone's, I mean, obviously we all know men are different shapes, different sizes, but
Sizes.
shrices, different shapes, different sizes. But women are also different shapes, different
Different
sizes.
sizes.
So certain women can do certain positions and be okay, and then other women can do those same positions and not be okay.
Well, in my defense for health class, they don't talk about positions,
Well,
Christina.
that's true.
So you,
But
in general, want to be like talk about like that?
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like the differences, I guess,
Yeah,
like that we're not all the same.
I agree with that statement.
What about you?
That it's enjoyable. I feel like in health class, it was very much so: put the condom on the penis. This is where like his parts go. This is what happens if you don't have protection, you can get diseases, you can have a baby. They scare you, basically.
I mean, I think it's important to scare teenagers,
I agree. No, I agree. But I do think that.
Well, not to scare them, but bring reality to it, like
Yes.
to the situation.
I
And the
agree.
reality is there are consequences
To
for
the action,
to certain
yes.
decisions. So, or well, to every decision, really.
Yeah.
There's pros and there's cons. But something else I would have liked, and I just lost the thought. So, I don't.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to remember it. I literally
You
like.
just thought it and forgot it?
I legit thought of it while I was talking, and then it
It's gone.
escaped. Yeah.
Escaped. Well, yeah, I think that, I don't know. So there's this movie.
Oh, I got it.
Go ahead.
The pregnancy video, or like the giving birth video. Dude, that was nuts.
I didn't watch that. We
I
didn't
was
have
like,
that.
I do not want children.
No, I never watched
I
that.
was
You know
like,
what's
that
funny though
looks
is that
horrible.
I actually am somebody that like will watch birthing videos and
Well,
think that's such a beautiful thing.
no. In the eighth grade, I'm sorry, ninth grade. I took health class in ninth grade. Whenever I watched that though, like that was sus. That
Sus.
was sketchy. I was like, I'm seeing vagina right now.
They
And
never
that's a,
showed that
I was
in
like,
my
that's a
school.
giant freaking head trying to come out of that tiny little hole. I
A
was like,
watermelon.
that's scary, bro.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, she's tiny. How is she doing that? I
The
don't get it. The science isn't there.
science isn't there. It's just anatomy.
Yeah,
That's for
that's
you.
wild.
But yeah, there's a movie called The Girl Next Door. Y'all probably know it. And the ending theme is to make a sex education video that'll get the attention of teenagers. So it's like not boring and like scary and mute. It's like making sure that they know the consequences to their actions, but it's also something they want to watch. And it
Yeah.
was real porn stars that they used in the educational video. Yeah, when I say
Wow.
it was like it, but it makes a lot of sense. Like kids, I'm sorry, but you're sitting there using scientific terms, mundane voice. They're not paying attention. Like,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but they're not. Maybe some of them are, but a lot of them were not paying attention. They didn't give a fuck. And did it stop any of them from doing it? No, it didn't.
I was the one that did pay attention, and I was the one that it did stop.
Yeah, you're that one goody two shoes out there.
I'm
But a
like,
lot of
oh.
the times, think about it, when you tell a kid don't do something or you try to scare them into not doing it entices them to try it for themselves
That's
because
not everyone, but
it's most of the population.
you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
Like, you grew up in a very religious aspect, so I can understand how it wasn't for you, but it is most of the population.
Yeah. I was told I'd go to hell, so there's the difference.
Exactly.
I really didn't want to go to hell.
Yeah, you're an abomination.
No, my parents never said that, but yeah, it was a lot of other
Yeah.
stuff. All right, do you,
Fear.
yeah, it was fear induced. Do you have a sex playlist and what's on it? Because
I
we know you do.
don't.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't. I think it would be cool to have one. Maybe I should talk to.
Okay, I do have a sex playlist, and it is called Mood.
And it's called Mood.
And
And what's on it?
what's on it? I got freaking Zayn, because you have to have Zayn for your sex playlist. I have
Rest in
Michelle.
peace, Liam.
Huh?
Rest in peace to Liam.
Oh, yeah, RIP, bro. Oh, that was disappointing. But I have Zayn. I have Michelle Marrone. Okay. That's the actor from 365 Days, because he sings music, and a lot of his music was on the film. So I have a lot of that. I have one song from The Weeknd. I could pull it up. It's not that important, but
The weekend's a good one for sure.
I got a lot of good stuff on there. Oh, freaking Khaled. He has some good songs.
Okay. Maybe I should make a playlist.
Yeah, you should. Have I had sex that playlist? No. But side question. Oh no, I write to that. I was writing a smutty book. So I compiled a list, because I like to compile a playlist whenever I'm writing something, because I don't like to just be in silence. I get bored. So I compile a playlist of songs that feel like the vibe of whatever I'm writing. And so I compiled a smutty playlist so that I could write smut. And then, yeah, it was really good. But have you ever had sex to music? That's a side question that's not on the cards. Like, and what type of music?
It's usually very like bass driven. The Weeknd, I've definitely had sex to The Weeknd. My first boyfriend that I ever like, oh, and I lost my virginity to, we had sex to listening to Radioactive a
Nice.
lot. By Imagine Dragons.
My first time was one out of two times that I've had sex while music is playing, and it was the menu for Guardians of the Galaxy DVD.
The fuck?
So it was the main song of that soundtrack. It wasn't the
Which
full
is why you
soundtrack,
can't watch Guardians of the
which
Galaxy.
is why I do not watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
This is, you've told me this.
But the second instance where I've had sex with music playing was the full album of Sleep Token, Chokehold. Or no, I think that's not the title of the album, but like that whole album, Taylor,
Tina.
game changer. I freaking love Sleep Token.
Okay. I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna call him Mr. Romance. That's what his name is in
All right,
podcast.
fine. You don't like old timer, but it's fine.
I do like it. I just don't know if he would.
Dude, Okay, I'm sorry. He's not actually old. He's just older than us.
Okay, so old timer. It just sounds weird.
I like it. I like it because
I like to call
I'm
him Mr.
explaining.
President because he's the president of a company.
Oh, I love Mr. President.
Okay, so Mr. President.
That's super hot, actually.
Okay,
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Oh, snap,
Mr.
Taylor.
President.
Bro, Taylor, the possibilities.
Are endless.
Mr. President,
And
bro.
I'm Marilyn Monroe.
Mr. President, you better stick around because I like saying your name.
Mr. President. So, Mr. President, I'm gonna ask him and say, like, hey, how do you feel about having sex to a playlist?
Yeah, you should. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay, my question. How important is personality in the bedroom? Very important.
Yeah, Barry.
I'm sorry, but if you're a bore or a dud, no, thank you.
I'm
Which I'm pretty sure you figure that out before you get to the bedroom, but
100%. And then sometimes you just, all right, well, you might have not, but I have just experimented. I'm like, you have no personality outside, but maybe you do inside the bedroom. And then you're like, oh, wait, no, they don't.
no, I've never done that.
I tried it once, and I'm good.
I have had the this happen to me though, where it's really, really good banter, and you think they're gonna be amazing in the bedroom, and you get there, and it's a dud, and
That
you're
sucks.
like, did we like hype it up too much? Was the banter so much that like it's just not good any? It's not it's you know or like I don't know. I've had descriptions sent to me through text, and whenever we finally were
Do
gonna
it,
do
yeah.
it. It was like, what the fuck? Where'd you get those descriptions from? Because you obviously are not that man.
Yeah, you Googled
Googled
that
it. You read in books. Like, are you, I don't know, are you not attracted to me? That's something that goes through my head. I will say that. Like, you're bantering with somebody and then you finally, like, go to do it and I, like, am nude now. I'm naked. You're looking at me and it's horrible sex. So, like, am I not attractive? Do you not want to do the things that you said that you wanted to do to me because now you see me?
Oh my gosh, I'm the reverse. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Really?
I'm like, what's wrong with you? Is it sure ain't me.
Dang. Nah,
That's
I.
confidence, Taylor. That's confident. Like, no, okay. That's a little borderline conceited, I will say. But like, the confidence is that, like, I know if I'm performing, like, then I know it's not me. So,
Yeah.
and then also, are you just having the understanding that not everyone freaking clicks well? Like
Yeah.
you can click well personally, but like physically you might not. So
Yeah.
honestly separating that and like making that realization.
We're all different shapes and sizes.
Heck yeah, we are.
Sizes.
No, for real though, it's never gonna be you, Taylor,
Yeah.
unless you know for a fact that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you
I
know?
also don't like tiny ass men. I'm sorry, but I need a man. Like, I need a fucking man. I don't know. Like, Mr. President.
All right. Have you ever been walked in on while having sex?
Yes, and it was a horrible experience. So it was one of my exes, and we were having sex, and his 3-year-old was supposed to be asleep,
Oh my
and the
gosh.
door was supposed to be locked.
Well, at least he's 3 and probably hopefully
And
not
but it
under.
was like one of those things where you're so into it, you didn't hear the door open, and you don't even real like you don't he you didn't hear him until he was standing right next to you when you're going full throttle. And it was the worst experience of my
I
life.
don't think I've ever been so engrossed that I wouldn't hear a door
Yeah,
open.
I was. I'm also deaf, so.
No, I am honestly in fight or flight every day of my life.
What? No.
Therapy. Okay. But for real, I legit have so much awareness of my surroundings. So I don't think I could lose myself like that.
Even he didn't, and it was his
Someone can
son.
try. You can try to. Like, help me lose that. That'd be fantastic. But I'd probably have to be on something.
Yeah, that was a horrible feeling.
Probably have to be on something.
It was like I've scarred him. I'm like
Well,
yeah, that was hard.
not having sex for me, I was getting finger banged, and my roommate came in. But the room was dark. She had no idea until I literally asked her later. I was like, "Bruh,
Did you know?
did you know?" And she was like, No, I had no idea. You acted completely normal. I was like, well, I had to.
That's
I
crazy.
literally had to.
That's crazy. Okay, do you prefer romantic sex or kinky sex?
Why can't I have both?
I was saying this, thinking the same thing.
I would love both. They don't have to be in the same, but like sometimes you're in the mood for just some very like I want to be connected.
Slow,
I want
sensual.
soft, sensual. Yeah, like nice and slow and just yeah, sometimes you want it like that and then sometimes you just want to be like choke the fudge out. I want to start freaking seeing galaxies behind my eyeballs.
I've gotten into a phase where I'm not really into that right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Choke too hard?
No.
Oh,
It's
okay.
just like, I don't know. I have never been in a relationship like I am right now.
Yeah.
Being very respected and cared for. And
Interesting.
so it's just, I don't know. I'm not,
Salute to you, Mr.
there's not those
President.
moments where, like, I feel like, how do I say this? It sounds toxic as fuck, but when you think about it, it's true. There's not really many arguments. And when they are, it's a conversation. It's not screaming, yelling, like we're having an argument and we're pissed off at each
How is that
other.
toxic, Taylor?
Wait. I'm saying because of the reason why choking was a thing for me.
Oh.
And I think it's because most of the time it was makeup sex in my
Oh.
past. It was like you just had a really big fight and now you're just gonna fuck the shit out of each other. You're getting choked, you're getting like spanked. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's why it was almost like pent up aggression that's
Oh.
coming out during sex, like makeup sex. And I don't have makeup sex. We're just
Interesting.
together. And you know what
Interesting.
I mean?
Well, I think that's really cool that that's something that you realized about yourself.
Yeah.
That means growth.
Growth.
That is growth in the non-cancerous way.
No tumors over here.
Benign.
Benign. That was good. Okay.
I'm just gonna start saying
Benign.
that
Malignant.
randomly.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, malignant is cancerous.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
We should start doing
I'm just
that.
gonna be like, no, nah, it's benign. It's not serious. It's
It's
benign. And
benign.
then if it is serious, be like,
That's malignant.
it's malignant, bro. Bro, we're about to start a trend. All right. Have you ever involved food in a sexual act?
I've never done that.
Me either.
I've never done that.
Oh
But
my
I
gosh.
do
Let me go get some
think.
chocolate syrup right now. Not for us.
Okay, I was
Sorry.
supposed to say, wait a minute.
Sorry, not for us.
Oh, Lord.
But y'all smutty babies would like that, I know.
Yeah, I've always thought that it would be interesting. I'm not the like down with the whole oh eat this off of me like I don't like a full blown meal like some people do.
Yeah.
But if some I think that if a man drizzled honey on, my clit and was sucking it off, the suction would be way more intense because they're getting something that tastes good. Not saying we don't taste good, but
Ooh,
does
no,
that
I
make
like it.
sense though?
Yeah, but would honey like mess with anything down there?
It's natural. Chocolate is not.
Okay,
Like chocolate syrup has definitely got chemicals and shit in it. Honey is just straight from a beehive.
that's good. I like it.
I like it.
I like that idea. We should
Mr.
try it,
President.
Mr. President.
We have some things to try.
Yeah, those are your foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs. Happy
Although Taylor
birthday.
is from here, so it's not very foreign,
I'm not very foreign,
but
and
you
I'm not
know,
an affair either.
but no, but adding okay, an affair doesn't mean just cheating, it has multiple meanings.
But in the terms of Mr. President, foreign affairs, it is because he was having an affair with Marilyn Monroe.
Okay,
And she's straight up saying I'm happy birthday with his wife in the audience.
all right, but foreign affairs is a legitimate thing that's literally dealing with foreign countries.
I get that.
So it doesn't have to be sexual. I was making it sexual with the innuendo by saying it sexually.
Okay.
And that the foreign part was the honey have never been entered into the situation before. Having never been entered? I don't know.
Yeah.
Honey,
Grammar.
yeah. Honey being the foreign object, affair being having sex with you. So it was a foreign affair.
Okay.
Sorry, I got very
The pun has been explained, money babies.
defensive over
You
that.
did. Okay, next question.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Oh, it was me.
Yeah, go for
Oh,
it.
sorry. Do you prefer making out or cuddling?
Making out, 'cause cuddling gets very hot. I'm a very hot human being. Like, I'm just warm temperatured. And so
Yeah.
I like a short cuddle and then get away from me.
No, I'm not that person. I
Right.
am an
No,
attached.
well, sometimes I'm in the mood to just, cling on, but
I'm a leech. I'm a malignant leech.
nice. Benign
I'm not
leech.
benign.
It's serious.
I'm
It's serious.
cold bodied. So like
Oh.
right now, if I popped my freaking toes out of my shoes and put them on you, which sounds weird, but they're icicles right now, and I
Interesting.
have goosebumps all over me. I'm constantly cold,
Oh my
and
gosh.
so I am attached to whoever I like.
Oh.
Cuddling is how I survive.
No, I'm literally hot. I mean, I'm cold. I get cold in rooms and whatever, but like once I'm under the blankets, I'm freaking sweating, bro. Like I have to keep
No.
my apartment so cold.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy.
I sleep with a heating pad and pillows on either side of me whenever I'm alone.
Do you like to be called any names during sex? Which ones, Taylor?
Names? Good girl. That's really basic, but good girl.
Good girl.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't really know any other ones on the top of my head right now.
You've literally had so many nicknames.
I know, but like, I can't, they weren't said during the bedroom.
Oh.
They're just my
Ew.
nickname. No, but like, you want to know something that freaking
That wasn't a
Mr.
good question.
President calls me right now? And I
What's
hate it.
what?
'Cause I hate it. I've had to give up one of my favorite bedroom nicknames because he's older and he does not like me calling him daddy.
Oh,
And
dang.
so, but you want to know what he calls me? He calls me little one.
Oh.
The fuck? It irks me.
Nice.
But I, at the same time, love it. I don't know how to explain it. It's weird.
I.
But I'm 5'3". He's 6'1". Like,
Oh my
he's,
gosh.
like, buff,
I
so.
feel like I love nicknames that I hate. Like, that would turn me on. Like, I want to be made angry. Not in. All right, well. That sounds bad, but like I had one guy, he was trying to find a nickname for me, and not in the same conversation, but like maybe I had mentioned, like, oh, someone called me freaking Christine today, which is a
I
common
remember you
occurrence.
talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, and someone freaking, and he started calling me Chrissy. And I was like, dude, I freaking hate that. But
Yeah.
then, like, he just kept doing it, and of course, he was hot, so
You just dealt with
it was
it.
hot.
Yeah.
And I just hated it so much that I like freaking was so attracted to that.
Yeah. Yeah,
Anyways.
that in my current relationship with Mr. President, there's no nicknames during the
Interesting.
bedroom. Like I
I
said,
don't have
I've
any
never
yet.
had a nickname in the bedroom other than Good Girl.
I just call anything that I love sugar. I call my dogs sugar or Shug.
Shug.
Come on, Shug.
Come on, Shug.
Let's go. We're on outside. I need to go potty.
Yeah, no. The pet names are very. Oh, honestly, I just kind of moan their name. I don't have a nickname.
I don't I feel like I used to be very verbal. I haven't been very verbal lately. But I feel like I used to be very verbal. But I don't know. I've never used names. I have the biggest fear of saying the wrong name because when I was younger, not super young, when I was younger, I accidentally called my sister's current boyfriend by her ex-boyfriend's name, and I've literally had that fear ever since.
Have
That
you
I
ever said
The wrong name?
the wrong name
No.
during sex?
No. No, and I'm afraid to, which is why I don't say names. Like, I'm literally so scared. Like, what if I did that? And I'm
Well, if you're
like.
doing that, I hate to say it like this, but then you should probably not be having sex with the person you're having sex with because you're thinking about somebody else.
No. It's not that I'm thinking of anybody else. I don't say names in general because I have a fear of saying the wrong name in general, not just in sex, like, just in life. Like, calling people by the wrong name. Like that is a whole general fear. I,
That's funny.
yeah, like it was, yeah, it's just extremely awkward.
Dang, okay.
Yeah. So I have a fear, and so that's why I don't say names during sex, because I don't want that to happen to me.
Yeah, I've never done it.
But one of my boyfriends for the, well, ex-boyfriends, whenever, like the first week we were talking, he thought my name was Amanda. I'm dead serious. We met
That's
online,
freaking
so
funny.
he thought my name was Amanda, and I literally took that on as a whole persona, And so anytime I did something and he was like, dude, did you leave the freaking dishes in the sink again? And I'd be like, no, it was Amanda. So like it just became like a thing, like, no, I didn't do that, it was Amanda. Like, or it was like, I don't know. So I would
Is
just
a running
say,
joke.
yeah, it was a running joke. So that's the only time like I've been called something other than my name. But it was just funny. Like, it was nothing like serious. I wasn't offended.
I like it though,
Yeah.
Amanda.
I know.
You look like an Amanda.
I kind of still use it to this day. Not with my current
Boyfriend.
boyfriend, obviously. Not with Gamer Boy 23. But I literally just sometimes I'll just be like, nah, it was Amanda. I'll be like, who's Amanda? And I'm just like, don't worry
And
about
don't worry about it.
it.
It's
Don't
my
worry
alter
about
ego.
it. Yeah. All right, question.
Ooh. Ooh, do you have the list of the people you've slept with?
No.
Yeah, no.
I have a mental list.
I have a mental list too. You ever forget somebody sometimes?
Yeah.
Like you're just like, oh,
Yeah.
that wasn't even, I hate to say it, but it wasn't great. So you just forget that it happened, you know? Or you're
True.
sorry, but
No, but that's freaking good. That's a
there
good one.
are people that do that though.
Oh, yeah, I had one of my sisters had a whole list. We know who you are.
Ooh, this is a good question.
All right. When was the last time you sent a nude? I was going to the other day, but then he got off the computer and then so he like interrupted and I literally had just laid down on the bed. I had just grabbed my toy. And I was about to send him something, and then he like walked in, and I was like, "Wait, go away!" But he like literally saw me naked with a toy in my hand. He was like, and I was like, "Go away and come back." And I was like, "All right,
It's
never mind."
ruined,
I
yeah.
was like, "Never mind. Just come here."
That's funny.
All disappointed, like, "Ugh, I guess you can come have
Well,
sex with me now."
2 weeks ago,
Nice.
like my m man goes out of town a lot, so it wasn't even a full-blown nude. It was like a slightly covered up, like reserved nude, but it was a nude.
Little titty pick.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I do, like FaceTime him
Yeah.
and,
Yeah.
sometimes
Nice.
things happen, but I don't take that as a nude.
Yeah. Have you ever had breakup sex?
No.
Yeah. We were broken up, and then I like went out with my friends, and it was like a month later. I went out with my friends and I legit called him up for like a booty call. And it was the best sex.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, like, we had getting back together sex, and it was not as good.
I can imagine.
But the conversation, like, it was the best kiss of my life. And so I had high hopes, and I think that's what did it. But because the sex before that was incredible.
Insane, yeah.
Yeah. And then I learned a bunch of stuff, and I was hella emotional. And then he was crawling back to me as he should. And literally, I was like, no, I don't like, I want to move slowly. If we're gonna
Yeah.
get back together, like, I want to move slowly and blah, blah, blah. I have a list of demands and crap. And then he like was trying to kiss me, and I was just like, no.
Yeah.
And then it was like I literally he actually like did kiss me, and I was like my knees buckled, like I literally was weak in the knees. Like it was the
Yay.
I he kissed my socks off.
He kissed my socks off.
Yeah, he did. All right,
Well,
go.
dang, okay. That's pretty good, honestly.
Yeah,
No, I've never had that pleasure.
that's all right.
I mean, I guess I have, but it was like over a year after the fact, and it was a very emotional situation that he was going through. It wasn't a plan, it wasn't a booty call. It was,
Yeah.
like it just happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What's an immediate red flag for you?
Attached earlobes. No, I'm just kidding.
That is a
No,
random,
I
okay.
was just joking. Red flag is they don't ask me questions. Like, if I just not even physically red flags, but just like personality red flags. If they talk so much about themselves and don't ask me anything, like, I can have conversations easily, but when you make it so hard
To talk.
for me to talk, oh, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
I don't like people where I don't feel like I can talk to them. Like that's just in general. That's not even,
Yeah.
that's just like if I'm in a at a party and people in the room don't make me feel like I have anything to say, well then I'm not gonna like you. 'Cause
Yeah.
I literally never shut up. So if you make me feel that way, that's freaking crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That's a good red flag for me too, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think one of my major red flags is just being standoffish. Like if you're sitting here and you're telling me I am important to you and you like me, but we never communicate, we can never find time to see each other, and you're just kind of standoffish, then what the fuck's going on? That's a major red flag for me.
Oh,
And I've
yeah.
had that happen to me before.
Oh, for sure, I bet.
So,
Well, I mean, for me too. Yeah.
yeah. It's just,
Like
it's
they say,
weird.
yeah, like people tend to say one thing and then act another way. So.
Yes. And I do not like that. If you're like, be what you are. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
yeah.
Be what
And
you
just be up
are gonna
front.
say what you're gonna be.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if someone was just like, hey, I'm not really into you, like, I'm not saying you're not attractive or whatever, but I'm just like, I'm not feeling it personality wise, I'd be like, wow, okay, bye. Like, no
You
offense
don't even
taken.
get to say that,
Like, no
Miss
offense taken.
Ghoster over here.
I did that a lot more when I was younger and not as much now.
Okay.
Well, in like the past 3 or 4 years,
Okay.
I didn't do that. So, but I will go
You're gonna have
see.
to go back and listen to this recording because I'm pretty sure you said verbatim, I've ghosted everybody.
I said literally everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I know. When I used to be a savage, not in a good way, it was bad.
That was funny. I used to be savage.
It was malignant. Now we're benign.
This whole tumor talk is just too good. We have to keep this. Okay.
It's gonna be my everyday vernacular now.
Dude, you're literally making my mucus break out over here. She's
But
malignant. She's sick. Okay, guys, that is going to be the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it because we surely did. We love asking fun sexual questions to each other
yeah, we
and
do.
getting our opinions. So,
Heck yeah. All right, Smutty Baby's out.
Smutty Baby's out.